Moreover, we cannot know ourselves while we stand in this net of coercion, a web of obligation, a tangle of lies, and a trap of fear. And to remain lost to ourselves, and this for millennia as well, is abominable. And the job manifests this problem in microcosm, with its demand to suppress authentic thought and elevate rationalism, excised feeling. And we're beginning to see that excised feeling means performance, acting on the job and under orders, whatever those orders come from, wherever they come from. That's the point of training us to obey orders so that we fulfill our functions and that they can create the world they want, which is not a world in which we get to live our full human possibilities. And if we choose to listen to the ancestors who call attention to the hidden actors that set the weight, the shadow state of power, the ancestors who explained what moves these actors, and the visible effects that prove these motives, the truth they point to emerges around us clearly. It takes no perspicacity to see that powers never pause for an instant in its forward thrusting toward its aims, its goal of total privatization and total control. That's what total privatization does. You know, got them by the short hairs. Well, they gather the ability to live and hoard that for themselves. What does that mean? It means we can be turned to any purpose they tell us to turn ourselves to. I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? All around the world, it's evident. And so all that remains for us to know is how to take that first step to a global resistance, global, to meet their ambition total. And Egypt opens the door, invites us to start doing it. How much more does Egypt have to do, right? Hello? They need some help, okay? And that's not helping them. That's helping global humanity move to its long deserved and long deferred future freedom. To rebuild our freedom, we have to re-knit our solidarity, which Peter Kropotkin reminds us is the first condition for courage, mutual confidence, which is why power's use of agent provocateurs, paying people to act clandestinely, is such an effective tactic, and why we have to diligently pursue allegiance to our values, our vision, and the earth. And that's hard to do in the flood of emotion. So we have to start talking about this. You know, that Kempo stance I talked about in waking up? We have to be able to, that's the point of martial arts training, right? So that you aren't caught off guard. You know, when you are thrust in this situation that Egypt is now in. So what would the martial arts training for ending class look like? Well, we better start not just talking about it, but practicing it right now, because events are moving pretty quick. But the necessary companion piece to our freedom's achievement as a species is wanting freedom as individualities, and that's not an insignificant piece. Individual power, and we have to want it. And we aren't talking about it. We aren't talking about the fact that we don't have it. So we are easily duped by power that tells us that we are powerful and free and it's all in our minds and you just have to develop mental strength and practice meditation or whatever con it is to convince us that we can achieve individual power without having everyone on the planet have it. Whatever the ideology or con they use, the truth is we are captives. So we have to want to be free in order to start working on it, working towards it. Individual power is the only effective check to power, organized, concentrated power, power with those parentheses around it. I mean, quotation marks. Oh, well. Last week when I gave my little tribute to Robert Shaw, and I listened to it, and I thought, I said Hooper. It's not Hooper. I mean, no, it's the other way around, right? I said Hopper. It's not Hopper. It's Hooper. Hooper, Hopper, tomato, tomato. Let's don't call the whole thing off. Let's keep going. All right. Where was I? End of Bears repeating. Individual power is the only effective check to power. And to suppress this need, power invented the con, civilization, or progress. It's a story. Because controlling the stories that occupy our minds is critical. And because it's critical, we have to systematically replace the stories power tells us with ones of our own creation. Instead of "we must work," pundits could be helping us learn we are all artists. We all have the capacity for heroism and the critical heroic task of the moment, which we must all help with, is society redesign in order to replace the hierarchy myth, which is based, of course, on the myth of scarcity.